All right, welcome to a brand new episode of Fisting Friday.
Fridays are ready to get fisted. The fists are ready to get frieded.
Okay.
Don't think too much.
No,
about
I did.
That's the key.
No, it's Friday. Like you put it in an oven, sizzle it, cook it up, serving it fresh.
I love how I can say literally anything, and you can be like, "Well, no. Here's the justification of the backstory that you and I both know. I didn't have."
But now it's our backstory.
You know what it's like? It's like there's a blank canvas and I just throw like a
the paint on
color
it.
Blotch on it. And you go, actually, this is a whole tree. And then you make all this. And I'm like, exactly. For sure. So we are going to be reading the results of last week's episode. Thank you all for being understanding that this went up late. We had a collective.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The brain fart. And that happens, I've discovered, it happens sometimes totally randomly, but the only time we really have collective ones is when we record twice in a week because we forget about what day of the week it is. And Monday, I was convinced it was Friday. Today, I was convinced it was Monday.
As we were recording this, I was like, I feel like we just recorded. And we did. We just recorded a couple days ago.
So for some reason, that doesn't click in our heads. And so that's why it was up late because we were like, Melissa texted me and she goes, oh shit, we forgot to do this. And I was like, oh damn. Might be. So it went up late. We are at a full 20 hours ago. So we do appreciate everyone who did vote. Thank you. And I'm not going to promise you it's never going to happen again.
No.
But you're on for the ride.
It will happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're up, buddy.
Yep. For episode 94. I hope I got that one right. I could have lied about that number.
You got to be right because we're getting close to 100 and we need to celebrate it properly.
It is 94. It's right. First up, me. Megan thinks 99% of TikToks are staged. 96% said I'm not wrong. 4% said that I am wrong. And some people did like message, I don't know if I screenshot any of it, but being like, I don't think 99%, but like, I think a vast majority. And I was like, you know, that was the caveat of what I gave. It's, I don't think people who are like crying over songs in their room being like, oh my God, or like, I just shit my pants. Like, I don't think those ones are staged. It's the specific kind of to elicit a reaction like that, reactionary content.
Right. No one wrote in. All right. Melissa reminds us that the president is not a celebrity. 4% said I was wrong. 96% said I was not wrong. Okay, I only click she is wrong because by definition, he is considered one. But I don't think any political figure or person in such a position of power should be treated as one, worshipped over, etc. And I agree with her overall sentiment 100%. Is this too Virgo of me? And then they responded again and said, not me wanting to unsend my reply, but I can't because I feel annoying with my response. I already screenshotted it, baby. This has happened before. Just know that, like, once the votes go up, I'm already screenshotting. As soon as I see something come in, I'm screenshotting. So if you have second thoughts, you got to be quicker than me.
Well, or you have to be late enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Melissa gets the first ones that come out. She's on top of it. And I'm the one being like, I just checked 5 seconds ago and I found this here. So, you know, you got to get in the sweet spot so we can give you the follow up.
And I didn't sleep last night because I was on Reddit trying to make swaps. So.
And everyone should know she did it.
Mm-hmm. I completed it.
Congratulations. Then we have writer number one. Who wants to take money out of anniversary money to go on a friend trip? 67% said the writer is wrong. 33% said the writer is not wrong. We had so many people write in with this one. And I think like both, like very much representing both sides. Not that I think you and I have totally opposite views, but I think like you're more like, sure. And I'm like, ooh, like we're just a little more on that side. So someone said, I definitely don't think that it would be wrong of the writer to use some of the anniversary trip money for the friend's birthday trip, as long as it's put back in the anniversary fund quickly. But I do wonder if the writer really wants to spend the money on the friend's trip, or if it's just people pleaser tendency showing, as Megan said. Because if it were me in the situation, I would sure rather work those extra hours to be able to spend more money on my own trip rather than on my friend's. I feel the same way. Again, depending on the budget. Like, that's the whole caveat of all of it. Like, if I'm going to have to sacrifice on my own personal trip to then like not like live lavishly on this birthday trip to kind of like scrape by bare minimum, I would have one great trip than like two.
But would you be working more hours if the friend trip was proposed? No, you'd still have the same budget. She's only working more hours so that she can put the money back.
Oh, true. I'm just thinking of like if I had to make up for it, like how much I would have to. It's for me, the whole thing boils down to how much it costs, because like if I'm going to have to sacrifice some of the money I would want to spend on my friend on my personal trip, because I might not be able to make it all back in overtime. And then I'm like in a bad mood by the time I go on the trip or whatever. Then I'm like, if I'm not having like a lovely, luxurious experience on both trips, for me, I'd just rather save the money for one. But it also depends on the friend.
Yeah. I've had fun friend trips in the last couple of years. So
if you wanted to go to Cabo,
you would first ask me, are you okay?
Well, no, first I would say, oh, that sounds so lovely. And then you'd hear a knock at your door. And then I'd be like, hello, hello. And I would be like, we are gathered here today to do an exorcism because what fucking demon has gotten into your body that makes you want to go to Cabo? And then I will pull up Expedia, Travelocity, and I'll be like, where do you want to go somewhere else? You will
message Sunitra, since she is a travel agent, and be like, book us something else.
I go, we'll tell her it's Cabo, and then we'll blindfold you. It'll be fun. We'll drug you on the plane.
Again, nothing against Cabo. It's just not for us.
No, it's just, no. And it's not, it's, you can do Cabo for not as much money, but if you are like touristy doing Cabo, you will spend so much money and you do not have to. Like, it's not that. I know people have spent as much like domestically traveling from like any spot in the US to even people from California, and they'll spend as much as like a Europe trip. And I'm like, are you kidding? You don't have to. Okay. Someone said, I have FOMO. I get it. As long as she puts it back ASAP. That's a part I didn't think of. I do not have FOMO. So
I know that's why I explained my part. when we were doing the explanation.
Yeah, that's helpful because I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about, I don't have that. Someone said, if you discuss with your partner and you can repay it within 3 months and or it is less than $500, absolutely not wrong. I wholeheartedly agree with that one. I agree with Megan about not wanting to spend a ton on a friend's birthday though. Okay, I don't want anyone to think like I'm an asshole because like if they didn't hear the original one, it's not that, it's just a matter of like, I think that people asking you to spend, depending on how much it is, like $2,000 for a friend's birthday trip, it's too much money that it's like New Year's Eve. You can't have as much fun, as much money as you're spending, and it will hurt your friendship. Money is fungible. I've never heard that word used outside of NFTs.
Well, it's an economic term.
Just because it's earmarked. What the fuck? Okay. This person, I understand. Okay. We've got a business school here. Money is fungible. Just because it's earmarked currently for the anniversary trip doesn't mean it can't be replaced. But as I recall, the writer was asking if they'd be wrong to do it. They wanted to know if they'd be wrong to talk to their partner about it. And to say, I would say absolutely not. They are a team and maybe they can both come up with a creative solution for the writer to go on both trips and or for both of them to replace any money moved from the anniversary pot. I feel like this is definitely a case by case basis, but with what the writer said they would do and reallocated for the friend trip, I think that is okay. I wouldn't stand in the way of my partner going on a friend's trip, and I wouldn't want my partner to get in the way either. As long as the writer puts all the money back, all is Gucci. Only wrong because I agree with Megan that they might regret it after. See, I think it's a personality type that is like when you know yourself and you know you'll regret spending that much money. Okay, so I feel like if the writer just did it, then that would be wrong. Always talk through with a partner first. I think a discussion should be had with the partner before using any anniversary money. And so long as she gets an agreement that she can replace the money in addition to how much she has to contribute in general, she should be safe. Like y'all said, she's wrong if she just takes it, but it may not hurt to at least ask it in a safe way if she can pay back for the trip. Yeah, I don't know if I said this, but like without a doubt, if this came up, and like Mats would be like, he would make me go on the trip. He's like, you have to go. You got to go, you know? So like at that point, I just wouldn't tell him because he would be like, no, you have to, we'll figure it out. I'll pay for you to go.
He loves going on friend trips though.
Oh my God. He loves friend trips, but you know, he loves me getting a little treat because like, I'm not a little treat person like that. Like I'm very frugal. Like anytime he leaves the house, he's like, I got you a little drink. And I'm like, okay. Like we're out somewhere. We're at Lowe's. He goes, do you want a drink? And I'm like, no, I have my water. And he's like, his favorite thing is when I'm like, I kind of want fries. He'll be like, let's go get, like he loves, cause he loves a little treat and he loves when I do a little treat with him. And he's very sweet. He loves, he loves people doing what he's doing at the same time. He's
a mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And then we've got writer number two, who wants to ghost their therapist. 12% said the writer is wrong. 88% said the writer is not wrong. Do-do-do-do-do. How I did the Scooby-Dooby-Doo theme song, not even thinking.
I love that.
I ghosted a horrible couples therapist. My solo therapist said I should let her know what didn't work for us in an email or something, but I couldn't just do it.
I had the opposite. My couples therapist was like, you need to break up with your solo therapist and you should tell her. And then I said, I'm just going to ghost her. And then I went back and she was like, that's fine. I don't care.
Someone said, I only voted the writer is wrong because I follow a therapist on YouTube who said ghosting can cause logistical problems for therapists. I don't remember exactly what, though. Actually, if the therapist isn't being respectful, then it doesn't really matter. Why help them out if they aren't doing their job? Ghosting is applicable. Sorry, I really had to talk that through. Understandable.
Babe, without a doubt, understandable. I am also a verbal processor, which sometimes evolves into a typing processor.
And then someone else said, I feel like sending a little message being like, hey, I've been doing really well during your leave and I feel I don't need regular therapy sessions anymore. I'll reach out if things change would be a nice courtesy since it's a care provider instead of a friend and they had a good relationship. If it was a shitty friend or a shitty care provider, I feel like ghosting is 1000% warranted. Maybe this is my anxiety talking, but I feel like I wouldn't want to worry my therapist and I would want to keep a positive relationship in case I needed them again in the future.
It's not a good fit though. That's the difference. Yeah.
None of our therapists that listen to the show wrote in. I'm curious about your thoughts. Maybe they can't share them.
Yeah, and actually they can. Yeah, maybe it's that. Though I do think it's always a courtesy, you know, like in that, and I stand by what I said that like you can reply if they reach out, but I don't think it's on you to like preemptively do X, Y, and Z. Cause like when you take a long time off, like a lot of people need to then go see a different therapist in the interim that can't be without therapy for that long. So yeah. Then we have my wrong of the week. I nominated Savory Fig. 96% said Savory Fig is wrong. 4% said Savory Fig is not wrong. Just so everyone knows, as a double clarification, Savory Fig, yes, is in fact the manufacturer who, not the manufacturer, the fucking person who went to Dunkin' Donuts and was passing them off as like their own creation, not the gluten-free, vegan, allergen storefront who was selling them without knowing what they were actually selling. So that answers a couple of the ones who responded. 96% said Savory Fig is wrong. 4% said Savory Fig is not wrong. Everybody just responded saying they are so wrong. They were the supplier. If they're a supplier and I'm remembering correctly, they are indeed definitely wrong.
My wrong definitely. Of the week was Michael Maiden, who's wrong. 99% said that Maiden's wrong. 1% said that Maiden is not wrong.
Did you see the response that someone had?
Let me get on over there. Someone said, I did not remember this one, and usually I don't vote if I don't remember, but I saw an old white dude, so I took my chances saying he is wrong. Facts.
And that makes me happy to hear, because I have a protocol when posting people who are horrible in this, that I'm not picking glamour shots of them. I'm not picking any of those things. I think it should accurately represent what they did, who they are, like to give you a vibe of them, and they don't get the glitzy glamour version. This is the only fucking photo I could find of him that would like actually cut out. The rest is like one of him at like a museum or something. And it's just, you can't even see any of it. And I was worried that he's in a suit, but I'm really glad that what prevails is the old white man. Mm-hmm. You can put an old white man in a suit. Still an old white man.
There's just a look in their eyes.
Yeah. I talked about this at my hairstyle, like at my hair salon with my hairstylist. And we were talking with everybody, and collectively it was me, her, and this middle-aged woman, and all three of us together were like, I would have killed him. She's like, I would have gone to jail and I would have murdered that man. And my husband would have had, I told him, I said, honey, you're going to have to take care of the kids. And he said he would kill him. And I said, okay, fine. I'll clean up the body. And I was like, great. This is me bonding with this woman I've never met.
Good to know you're on the same page.
About how we both killed this man. Exactly. We weren't on the same page about a lot of other things.
I kind of figured that.
Of course.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Tune in on Monday for a fresh episode of Don't Blame Me. Tuesday for See You Next Tuesday. And then back on Thursday for a brand new But Am I Wrong? And I got to say, it's one of my favorite episodes that we've done.
We went in. Mm-hmm. It was good.
All right. We will tap back later.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.